Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We also bring on some cool guests, way smarter than myself and Trey over there.
Absolutely.
To talk about all topics, healthy versus not healthy in their respective industries. Maybe it's healthcare, maybe it's business, maybe it's community. Today, I'm excited. I can call you two friends, right?
I would say so.
I think so. Jen and James Chelman, not Kajelman, right? What's
correct.
The proper pronunciation?
You nailed it.
Chelman.
Yep. Although, when I ask real Swedes how to pronounce it, they say Shelman.
Shelman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start saying from now on. Jen, you are the president and founder of JSK Marketing.
I am.
James, you are Jen's husband.
Correct.
Also chief strategy officer and partner with JSK Marketing.
Also correct.
Is that a good intro?
I think so.
What can I add?
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence? We can do that. Yeah. I love awkward silence. I like it the longer you sit there and pause. So let's start here. I'm going to have Jen answer this one. What is JSK Marketing? What do you do? What do you love doing? And then he's going to answer the same question.
Do you want me to talk about what I personally love doing or what we as a company love doing?
Let's do the company, what JSK Marketing does, perfect. What you love in that industry. We'll get to the personal stuff.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so JSK Marketing is a full-service marketing agency. We really specialize in digital marketing tactics as well as branding. We've got an amazing team that are way smarter than I would say the two of us and do great work, and it's really fun. Every day is different. We're not exclusive to a specific industry, so some days we're doing pizza food trucks, and the next day we're talking about insurance, so anything and everything in between, but that's what keeps us on our toes and probably what I love most about it. And then what I really love about digital is just all the data, which makes some people run, but what I love is that we can see what's working, what's not. Everything kind of has a relative ROI to it.
What's your role with JSK Marketing, James?
My role is to help the business grow, so that's primarily the function of my job, meeting people, especially in Jacksonville. It's a very community-driven town. I mean, we talk a lot about being a big, small town, and getting face-to-face with folks is really what helps drive our business locally. And, you know, we have clients all over the country, but specifically in Jacksonville, I have to be out and about at different community events, stuff with the chamber and a lot of other organizations where we can meet business owners and marketing folks at larger companies, and that really drives our business. So that's most of my function, but I also do some of the back office stuff, including the healthcare benefits.
Oh, no. Who does your benefits?
Oh, there's a company called 212 Benefits.
Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring the show. By the way, I did not set a timer. I don't know if you're watching the clock.
Not really.
But I do some back office stuff related to the benefits and HR and some finance things and a few other random tasks. But mostly, my job is to help grow the business.
What is a good client? We talked about this last time. Like, what's an ideal client?
There's a lot of ways to look at this, but I would say a good client is somebody that really sees the value that we bring to the table. And I know we bring value to everybody, but some people don't understand the need for marketing within their business. And so oftentimes it leads us to companies that have, you know, they're established for a long time. They understand that they're trying to, that the marketing is important and they need to invest in it and continue to invest in it and have the marketing budget grow as they grow. The ones that, I mean, I guess you could answer bad client.
Yes.
The ones that are bad clients are the ones that ask too many questions.
Not in the onboarding process, but like,
no,
every week.
Yeah. The people that look at in like a very short frame of mind, like a short term focus,
they're looking for results. A magic bullet.
Yeah,
and if there was a magic bullet, everyone would be doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Marketing takes time, energy, effort, and pivoting and looking at, that's why we do love the numbers. We can pivot and make changes in real time, but very rarely does something quickly go viral and get the results that is just gonna blow it off the charts. It's like anything.
I want to go back to
time and
energy. Going viral, right? Everyone wants to go viral.
Which is not a strategy. Going viral is not a marketing strategy. Yeah.
So same question for you. What's like an ideal client? Maybe there's a prospect. Let's shout them out like, hey, With Telescope Health, did you say you want to meet Telescope Health?
I would love to meet Telescope Health. They'd be a good client, I think.
Ideal clients, good clients versus bad clients.
Yeah, I think James really did a good job explaining ideal client. What that kind of looks like a lot of times is someone that's really looking for a true partner. So where we can come in, give our outside perspective, our outside value, and then partner with them, really learn their goals. We definitely have different relationships where we needed to check a box, and that's fine, but we really enjoy the strategy. And so the more we can get ingrained in the company's growth and sales strategy, the more value we add. So I think that's where we see the most return on investment, is because it really does become a partnership versus just being, we're a vendor over here and here's the corporation and we're not blending.
Can I add one more thing?
You can add whatever you want, brother.
You can see how this works with
us. I can't. We're going to get to the dynamic. I love it.
One thing we've realized, we have like our top five biggest clients as far as the size of the company that we work with are not in Jacksonville, and I don't like that. And we love working with these clients when it's kind of been on our, it's been a problem we've had. We have not told people enough about this, that we can work with the large companies and we want the big Jacksonville companies. And so I want to look at the companies that are headquartered in Jacksonville that we all know. I'm not going to list them, but those are the types of businesses that we see growth opportunity for our company because of our experience working with those companies in other markets and how that's really been an opportunity for our, we provide great value for them and then they see it too. And they're just great to work with. And we know that they're here in Jacksonville as well. We're just not working with as many as we want to.
There is a long list of reasons that I love you both. From a business standpoint, there's a lot of similarities, I think, between JSK Marketing and 212, right? So we cover some very large companies, some in Jacksonville, some not. But you said something for us, like employee benefits, we want to be an extension of a business, right? Whether it's human resources, like whatever assistance we can give, but look at us as a partner, mm-hmm. not just checking a box. Those are right. the best clients. And then putting a footprint in Northeast Florida, you live here, you want to raise your kids here. So now it's focusing those efforts in Northeast Florida. Mm-hmm. I'll say it too, marketing, I didn't know anything about marketing. And then we started this radio show and it's like posting and all this stuff. So now eventually, like we're starting to work with you. Ideally, we're going to add more stuff to it. But what kind of business is like, what should someone reach out to you for? Hey, James and Jen, we're really struggling with this. Or what do you think about X? Like, what's that process look like for a business to reach out?
So businesses are, I see two categories. One being the small business that knows they need to invest in marketing and may not have really done that yet. They're considering hiring somebody to do the job or looking at agencies to support that effort. Or they may have one person doing marketing, but they need additional bandwidth on a number of different categories that we could talk about, but that's not important. So that's one piece. And then the other side of it.
I love
what
the
we do is not important.
I love the nope. No, this is great. This working with spouses, we're going to talk about that.
The other one is the larger, I wouldn't say they're necessarily large companies because how you define that is you can get into some really large Fortune 500 companies, but companies that have marketing teams still need marketing agencies. And there's a lot of value that we can bring in that space too, from a strategy standpoint and from, you know, creative and design things like that. So, and in media buying. So oftentimes that's not done in house, even at large companies. So those are kind of the two categories. Jen, go ahead.
Do you remember the question?
No.
Do you remember the question?
I don't.
Yeah, I love it. Everyone's like, I forgot what we were talking about.
I do have a question in regards to, you mentioned wanting to get more local clients.
Yeah.
Is that because you want more FaceTime and you think you could actually deliver even more if you are in a closer proximity to the client?
Yes, because obviously relationships are important. It's interesting. We still have, I think, about 65 to 70% of our business is local. It's just that the big ones are not local.
Gotcha.
And I want the big ones to also be local. I want more larger companies based in Jacksonville as clients because we can do it and we're doing it elsewhere. We're in an interesting phase of our business as we've matured and grown that we need to do a better job. I think Jen would agree. We need to do a better job communicating that value at a larger scale in Jacksonville.
What does that look like in regards to relaying the value that a potential client would get, how do you present that to them? Like if you were presenting it to Eric of why they would go with you, how would that go?
Yeah. So it really, we take a custom approach when we meet with each client. We don't think anything's a one size fit all because it's truly not. But we would look at what we can see physically on the outside. There's so much of marketing that's behind the scenes, especially when you get into SEO or even certain types of ads and stuff that we can't just know without the client telling us they do that. But we take an audit of websites, social media, the things that they're putting out there from a digital standpoint and try to look at, okay, this could be done better. Are you happy? A lot of times it's just initially starting too with the conversation with the client, like where have the pain points been? Are you not growing? Does something feel like you're pulling at strings to try to just get to the right solution? And so we really start with that conversation and then tailor kind of where we would tell them to go or to work with us based on where their pain points are. Because sometimes we have clients that have an amazing social media manager in house and we're like, don't mess with that. If you're happy, you're happy. This is where we would add value to you. And then we have others where it's totally flipped. So we have some people that outsource one solution and that's like they just really need our expertise in that one space. And then we have some people that like we basically serve as their fractional CMO at some point and we take over all of it and kind of manage their contracts for them.
Do you know what CMO means?
No.
Chief Marketing Officer.
I should know that.
Or Chief Medical Officer.
Chief, yeah, I was going to say that's different. Yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah. What the? James tells me I talk in my marketing lingo too much.
Well, that's healthcare is absurd. The acronyms in healthcare are laughable. Gosh. Can you name drop? You can say no to this, but like, can you name a client? We love them. This is the organization and here's why we love them.
212 benefits.
Besides this, we literally just came to an agreement like 2 weeks ago. And I think right, we're going in phases. We're going viral, baby. Yeah, right.
I would say we have a client, RRM Insurance. They're based out in Scottsdale. They are an insurance broker, not on the healthcare side.
Commercial insurance.
All the other types of fun insurance. They are great because we've grown our relationship over time. We touch various different aspects. We're always sharing ideas with them. They accept some of them. Some of them they go, hey, we need to wait on that. But we have a good rapport where they really value our opinion and insights. But we get to work with all of their team. And so we are helping different business units and really getting ingrained in like all the aspects of their business, which like we said earlier,
that's fun.
Really helps us.
It's fun too.
Provide better value. And it is fun. You see the different personalities. You learn so much about what they're doing. Like I never thought I would know so much about that side of insurance in my life.
What's it called?
RRM.
RRM Insurance. Who do you work with there the
Shout
most?
Shout out.
Probably the owner, Adam.
Yeah. Adam, what's up, man?
Shout out.
You hear this.
Adam Beyer. I would say another one
taking
is
the show on the road next.
Yeah. We are actually nice. Next year. Yeah.
We have another one called Live Oak Fiber.
It's Live Oak Fiber.
Yep.
Okay.
They're private equity backed, and this is all public information. They have $650 million in private equity funding. They are a fiber internet provider.
So, similar to IQ Fiber locally?
Yes. Same thing as IQ Fiber locally. There's a lot of money going into this space.
Oh my gosh.
And so they operate in the panhandle of Florida and then kind of southeast Georgia, South Georgia.
Who does their benefits? I'm kidding. Sorry.
but, dude.
It's like three snaps so far.
It's another relationship that has come to us and we've just been able to grow with them and they're growing and the opportunities have been awesome. And they give us a lot of creative liberty. We do a lot of creative work with
them. That's a big one too.
And it's really been fun to kind of be able to, in a company that is growing, has a lot of like a large employee base and has a lot of funding that's like out of New York City, like big time business. But operating in rural markets, it's been fun to kind of have these different pieces come together. So that would be another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, it's like a testimonial, right? Yeah. Clients you love working with.
Yeah.
What's, maybe you can share this. What's a client you're like, man, I want to work with them. What's it going to take? I'd love to work with them. And why would you love to work with them?
I think one, we've really, been excited to try to get in and grow would be like Baptist Health. We'd actually really love, and I think I feel even more passionate about after we've spent time down there. There's such a cool story to tell. And so I guess integrating into that Wolfson, but you know, we just had a unique experience down there with our kids being in the NICU for 6 weeks after they were born and seeing what they do. And really, the majority of the city doesn't know. I think everyone's like, oh, it's just a hospital, you know? And so really being able to tell that story, I think for us having a personal connection to it would be really cool. And, you know, they're one of the largest health systems in our city.
They are the largest.
Yeah.
It's not even debatable. Yeah.
They are the largest.
So
in our region.
Can we talk about the last couple months, your experience with the twins, the NICU?
Yeah.
You don't have to, okay. So we got to talk about names. Can you share your kids' names? There's a lot of J's. James and Jen.
Yeah, James and Jen. Then our older son is Jonas James.
Jonas James.
Yes.
JJ.
JJ. Then we have...
There's two more JJs coming.
Oh, you
come Jasper back. John.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jameson Jack, which we did not realize was two alcohol brands when we were... Well, we knew that they were alcohol brands, but we didn't think about it.
I feel like that was a James choice.
And he's the baby, so you know, let's start praying for him now.
Oh, jeez. That is a lot of J's, by the way. You just had twins. Your experience, right? They were premature.
Yep.
Can we talk about something?
Yeah. I think it's incredible. We're pretty open book.
I love it. So what was that like as parents, the experience with... Now's the time to compliment Wolfson too. Like they probably did an incredible job. The nurses there are great. Let's hear the story.
Yeah. So they were, I guess, if you go off 40 terms, 8 weeks early. Obviously, they had been planning to deliver them earlier, but 8 weeks in terms of development early and in the NICU for 6 weeks. So it was a total surprise to us. I woke up in the middle of the night, was like, James, I think we need to go to the hospital. Got to the hospital and they were ready to come. So, by the time I woke James up to the time they were delivered was like a 2-hour window.
Oh, that's fast.
Yeah.
Wow. And we live in Jacks Beach. So our firstborn was born in at Baptist Beaches, and that was a great experience. It's 3 minutes from our house. It was easy to get to. And so when we found out we're pregnant with twins, we had to make a change of where we were going to deliver. We chose downtown. And so Jen waking me up at, it was 1:05 a.m. I remember.
Yeah, you remember.
At 1:05 a.m. going, I think I'm having contractions. And with Jonas, our firstborn, she never really felt contractions. Her water just broke. And it was, you know, she went through a labor and then eventually had a C-section. But she wakes me up. I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? And she's like, call a doctor. We call a doctor. How long do you think the contractions are? And Jen's like, I don't know, 2 minutes? I was like, 2 minutes.
This is you on the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
I love dad's versions of these stories, by the way.
So they're like, yeah, you need to come in.
Right now,
And so then after that, we call my mom. I'm like, Mom, you need to, like, thankfully she picked up the phone. It's 1 in the morning. She comes over.
Hi, Mom.
Shout out Nana, Nancy. She comes over. We leave our house at 1:30 in the morning-ish. We get downtown at about 2 a.m. The boys were born at 3:11 a.m. and 3:13 a.m. by C-section. Like, this was a crazy, crazy.
Any parent out there understands, especially the moms. So, twins are born.
Yep.
Moms are recovering.
They go straight to the NICU because they were so early. So, they have to immediately get on, you know, oxygen support. Luckily, they were super big for preemies that from what we know, so they were 3, 5, and 4, 1, which apparently at that stage
at
is very
weeks.
At 31 weeks is very big. So they were champs in there, but the nurses were so sweet at Wolfson. We had one instance where we felt like we needed to talk to someone higher up just with some stuff we didn't love, and they handled it with grace and were super nice and attentive to it and talked to us immediately. And you know, you're in an emotional,
I can't even imagine.
You know, it was just so different because, you know, our first kid in our room the whole time, second and third, you go into the operating room. I didn't, like, they showed them to me kind of, and then, like, they whisked them off. I probably didn't see them for 12 hours because he had to roll me over to Wolfson.
I got to go see the boys by myself. Before, without Jen, which was an interesting experience. Mm-hmm. You know, you go up there and you're going to have to come back down and tell your wife what you've seen.
Here's what's going on.
I mean, they're hooked up to all sorts of stuff. But the nice thing was we got some reassurance very quickly from the nurses that They're okay. They are just early. Everything developmentally looks good. Everything that they're hooked up to is completely normal. We don't really see any issues here. And so having them comfort us in that situation was very nice. And then eventually got to wheel Jen up there. It was kind of a, it's like kind of a maze because, you know, you're in, she's delivering in Baptist, but they're in Wilson's.
And they're different towers.
I used to work, I don't know if you know this, I used to work in the ER Baptist and I would, like at late shifts, I'd be transporting patients back and forth going, like it's a maze there.
Yeah.
Do you remember any nurses' names? You're like, she was, or he was incredible?
Yes.
Or terrible? You could say terrible too. I'm kidding. Yeah. Don't do that.
We won't do that. No, we had two nurses that like literally I'm friends with now. Like we're friends on Instagram. I have their phone numbers. They didn't do it until after we were discharged. They followed the rules. Just want to put that out there. But Luis was our first nurse. And like I cried when our kids got moved to like a new floor. She became our primary. I learned there's like a whole game. It's like getting your kids into like private school. you have to like jockey for the nurses you want. Like it.
They also jockey for the kids.
Like oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
The ones that are easier to.
So yeah. Luis was one.
What she was awesome. And then, oh my gosh, why is her name slipping me the second one?
Your Instagram buddies. Hold on a second. I'm kidding.
I'm not good at the names.
And then he gets all the acronyms, like all the acronyms of nurse practitioner, all that kind of stuff. But there's a lady, Steph, that was awesome. What's the job?
She was a nurse practitioner.
Yeah. She was like, and she had a little boy named Jameson. So it was like fun. We had that to connect with. And, you know, the doctors change so much because they're contractors. Yep. So you have like UF, Nemours, all that kind of stuff, which is.
Don't get me started on that. We can. Yeah,
that's why our hospital bills were a disaster. Ugh. But she was like the constant there. So it was great. They do a really good job down there making sure your kids have some continuity so that if something seems off, like our Jameson had a higher heart rate that a normal nurse wouldn't have noticed because it wasn't off the charts. Yep. But because he had the same person watching him day in and day out, they were like, that's elevated from where it's been. Like, we should run some special tests. So I was so thankful to have kind of that dedication.
So definitely a shout out. When I hold up two fingers, that means we have 2 minutes left, by the way. I just like seeing it on the air. Yeah, I throw it all out there.
2 minute warning.
Shout out Steph Luis.
Yes.
Definitely Wolfson's Downtown Baptist. By the way, if you're looking for a marketing agency, I know these people named JSK Marketing, Jen and James. Trust me, hire them. They're incredible. They also have a specific story about being downtown. Any more shout outs before we go into commercial break? We'll pick this story back up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be really quick because we're probably a minute and a half left, but okay.
You can keep going. There's an awkward silence.
So, one really cool thing was our speech therapist that we got assigned to goes to church with us. And we had a nurse on the floor that was a friend of ours already. So, there's two really cool stories about having people that we already know. Jacksonville's a small town. We said this already. Like helping out with our kids in the hospital specifically.
And how much
delivering care
does that make you more comfortable when you see a recognizable face?
Yeah, because we had a toddler. Like, there's some parents that stay down there, but we had a toddler at home. So we had to figure out how to like be there for our 2-year-old who has no clue what's going on. And he like knew I was having babies, but then they didn't come home. And that's confusing. And he didn't meet them for the first 6 weeks, right? Like, his kids aren't allowed in the NICU. Yep. And so we were, you know, going back and forth every day, spending about 2 to 3 hours with the twins and then having to come home and be parents. So knowing that there were people that knew you, cared about your kids, like, and were watching over them was a huge assurance when you couldn't be there with them all the time.
I think we'll probably talk about this more. Thank you for sharing that story. Some people don't want to talk about this stuff. I think it's relevant too if we talk about navigating healthcare and et cetera. But how could you not want to hire them to do your marketing, right? Jen and James Chelman, JSK Marketing. That's What the Health Just Happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you're catching us on the radio show, you missed the first half. Good news is you can catch the full episode on your favorite podcast platform under What the Health Just Happened. You guys look like stonewalling right there.
I didn't know.
I normally don't do that. Jen and James Chelman, JSK Marketing. We talked a lot about marketing, which is blows my mind still to this day. They shared an incredible story about their twins that were born. They're kids that all have J's, a lot of J's. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the first half. Second half, we might dive a little bit more into that story. I think marketing is good, especially let's talk about future clients that you guys have. But before that, we're going to play my favorite game, Healthy or Not Healthy.
Love it.
Speed round here. You can go on a tangent here. So healthy or not healthy, James gambling habits.
Oh, that said it.
You can answer it.
Healthy in moderation.
Yeah. Healthy in moderation.
In moderation, yeah. Sometimes it's annoying when he's placing bets at the dinner table.
That's all right.
The games come on right after dinner.
He games on all day, every day. Healthy or not healthy, working with all females. Watch what you say, buddy.
Healthy.
Yeah, he looked right at the camera for that one.
We laugh. So Adrian Jansen, our CEO, works with pretty much all males in the office. We've got females on staff, and you're surrounded by females. Yeah, it's kind of the opposite.
James is a great sport, though, because the girls come up with the funniest reels to do, and usually they're at his expense. So he's having a few where he's put his foot down and been like, I'm not doing that. But
Or that's going to come up. Well, we got to know what the foot down was. Okay, healthy or not healthy. I think this is great. Working with your spouse, healthy or not healthy?
Healthy most days.
Healthy.
I would say both. You can say healthy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I threatened to fire him like once a quarter, probably.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we got to talk about that too. Firing
getting
your
right
husband
up for HR.
Yeah. Healthy or not healthy, the cost of health insurance.
Not healthy.
Not healthy.
Healthy or not healthy, navigating the American healthcare system.
Not healthy.
Not healthy, but better than some other places.
Healthy or not healthy, the nurses and staff at Wolfson's.
Healthy.
Healthy or not healthy.
I feel like I'm on a Bravo show.
Can we ask some?
Yeah. Fire. I love this, dude. Yeah. I love people ask.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy working with Joey Jansen?
I'm going to say healthy. It's not even, it's a no brainer. He would say unhealthy because I'm the unhealthy one, but Joey's a dude. He's such a good dude. I mean, he like wears his heart on his sleeve. Incredible father. Really, really smart in employee benefits. I am not. I say that often, but healthy, 100%.
Healthy or not healthy, being a firefighter?
I would say unhealthy. Sleepless nights, low-paying, stressful job, underappreciated, like teachers are underappreciated. I would say actually say unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Healthy or not healthy, my golf swing.
Healthy the day you play with me, brother.
I did have one of my best runs.
I don't know how to answer.
You could,
dude, say
not,
it's awful.
Not healthy.
Does it match your handicap?
I have a lot of handicaps.
It looks handicapped. Yeah.
That was a long list. Healthy or not healthy, the future of marketing?
A little bit both.
Healthy or not healthy, the future of JSK marketing?
Healthy.
Very healthy.
Let's talk about it. Why?
We're not going to be what we are right now in a good way. There's a lot of agencies that are our size. All over the place.
In 7 employees, right?
Yep, 7 employees. But we don't want to be our size. We want to grow. And in order to do that, we're going to need to hire people. And we've been committed to hiring people in Jacksonville. And so I think it's a healthy thing. Provide jobs for people.
100%.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I would say, too, I think what's unique about us sometimes is we've both actually been in the seat on the other side of the table. A lot of people are agency people through and through. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we started this out of a place of knowing there was a way that certain things could be better that were frustrating to us sitting across the table. And so I think that our emphasis on transparency, quality, but also our company culture internally is what has allowed us to continue to pivot and grow and kind of expand at a healthy rate. Mm-hmm. Not always the healthiest, but healthy rate. We're not perfect. We've had a lot of learning lessons. But
there is a gentleman named Matt Gardner. He's a friend of ours. Works for, it's called Patriot Growth. And it doesn't matter. He has a line. He said, I'm starting the company I always wanted to work for. Mm-hmm. I love that line, right?
Yeah.
So that's essentially what you two have done. It's like, we're starting a company that we've always wanted to work for.
Yeah.
It also, back to the story about, this is tangent, but back to the story about the kids being in the hospital for 6 weeks. If I was still working, and I worked for a very good company that was in healthcare as a technology. My background's healthcare technology. I worked in marketing for 10 years in healthcare technology. But if I was still working for that company, the flexibility wouldn't have been there to be able to, like, the fact that we have a business together and that we get to work together and also provide for people and hopefully continue to do that in Jacksonville is really cool. But personally, the flexibility that we've had to take care of our family has been a game changer for us. It keeps us up at night a lot too.
But it never turns off.
It never turns off, but there's also a lot of benefits on the other side of it.
Trey, I feel
Trey.
No, you're good. But earlier you mentioned going from 7 to either 30 or even 50 employees.
Yeah.
What does that look like in regards to y'all's like output and maybe even the services that would change as you grow to that big?
I think most of the core services will never change. It's just getting more getting more at bats is really what we just need. And like I said about working with the large companies in Jacksonville, those are the opportunities that are going to help us grow to the next level. And I know this, we can deliver on that level. We just are going to add more people to the team to be able to serve more clients. The quality is there.
So as y'all's team grows, are you guys a work from home type group or is it a mixture of like kind of a hybrid situation?
I would say that we are a work from home company that has some hybrid components. So we have everybody come in and we have a one day a week that we brainstorm, we collaborate, we do all the things all day together. Those are Tuesdays. We don't take Tuesday meetings and we just work together around a table. And then of course the team gets together. We encourage the team getting together at a coffee shop or whatever. But I would say 90% of their workload is remote. That we are hybrid in the sense that we do have once a week, we require everyone to work in an office together. But other than that, they're working from home or at a coffee shop. And I really think whether we like it or not, that's the future. It has been really interesting, though. Like, everyone that's married has their own space, their own house. They love the work from home lifestyle because it allows them to be able to have the flexibility they need to do what they need to do. But they're super productive. We've learned that, like, some of our newer grads that have come on that are living with maybe two or three roommates, they're the ones that don't like it as much because they don't have any personal space or like a separation.
That's a good point. So I love talking about this. Mm-hmm. So 212, very similar, right? You see this. We could sit 12 people in this office, maybe more if you double up. Mm-hmm. What is most convenient for the... Are you winking at this dude over here?
I'm winking at Joey.
Oh, Joey.
He's in the window.
He keeps popping up like a guinea pig.
I just wish you did this. He keeps in the shoe.
Got him.
This is the world we live in now, right? It's never going back. Meet people where they are. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. I cannot work from home. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. And it's a me problem. So remember the mirror we were talking about mm-hmm. earlier?
I cannot.
It's like, oh, there's a pile of laundry. Oh, let me go work out. Oh, sports center's on. Oh, the pool looks nice. Like, I cannot.
There's a golf course down
the street. Correct.
Yeah. Truth.
But some people, like, I have to come into the office. Other employees, so we try to do once a month a lunch in the office. It's not mandatory, but hey, come in here. The same thing. Just what's going on? How are you? So. I love hearing that.
Go ahead.
I will say this. I don't think as we grow, to Trey's point, as he gets his drink, we would be naive to think that we won't have to change that when we have 30, 50 people. And so we will have to have some, we don't have an office space right now, whether it's going to be a hybrid space or more permanent where, you know, come as you want.
Yep.
But it is our space, that's going to happen at some point.
So to your point too, growing, this is, I think, every company, 212's in the same spot. I want to hire everybody, right? We want to create jobs and bring on people that fit our culture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But money matters, mm-hmm. right? If we don't bring on new business and get enough clients to provide employee benefits mm-hmm. for them, we can't hire those people. Mm-hmm. So it's like this constant swing. You probably have, I say we keep a bullpen at all times. I have 8 to 10 people right now uh-huh. that like I want to hire 6 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just can't do that.
We keep jobs posted on our website constantly to get the resumes, to have conversations with folks.
Because it takes one client in our space where we could totally need another person.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the client.
A couple big clients and boom, we need to hire somebody or two. And so...
There's so many similarities, different
industries. How hard is it to hire in your industry?
Depends on the position. There's a lot of burnout in marketing because there's a lot of it that is cyclical. And so like, while you're always being creative and it looks different, there's a lot of, like, social media is the one thing we talk about all the time. The reason people love to outsource it is because nobody wants to do it, because even though you can always have a different post or a different idea, or you can be funny and have this creative bubble, there's literally no end to it. You get 1 week done and the next week has to go, right? Like, it's not really a campaign per se. And so I think that maybe school doesn't always set people up properly for expectations. So, like, we do a lot of reels, like what I thought it would be like in marketing, what it's actually like. Yeah. And so people come out of college, which tends to be a lot of people, especially young females, want to go into marketing and events because it looks fun and sexy and all these things. And there are parts of it that are that. But I would say that's 20% of the job, when 80% is looking at data.
It's a grind.
Communications with clients and trying to talk people off ledges. And, you know, and so it's definitely a grind. And so I think we've tried really hard. James does a great job, actually, in the interview process of, like, almost talking people out of the position.
Hey, let's go. You compliment. All right, keep going. Then you have to compliment her. Hold on. No.
He does a good job, actually.
Hold on. Take the compliment with grace. Keep going, and then you have to compliment her next, by the way.
But I got
to
think for a
little bit. He's added a lot of value in the interview process from that perspective, because I hate interviewing people. I think it's, like, the worst thing, because I can tell almost instantly if I like someone or not. And then I'm like, but for, like, pleasantries, if I don't like you, I still have to give you, like, 20 minutes of, like, you can't just, like, be talking to someone and be like, okay, well, you're not it, so bye. So James, like, before people get to me, James does a good job of saying, like, here's the expectations and here's what's not going to be so fun about this. And, like, are you okay with that?
I have to chime in. Value. Like, two stories about that. A lot of times you can sell anyone how awesome you are. Right. Our company's the best. So early on, and someone taught me this, previous companies, like, I want to talk you out of this job. Here's the bad stuff, right? If you're still interested, cool.
Yeah.
The other thing I love, this is about Adrian too. So there's a rule at 212 Benefits. If Adrian hates a candidate, that's the best candidate.
Oh.
I'm telling you right now, we've had multiple people where she's like, I don't like him, or I don't like her.
Did she hate Joey, like, at first?
That's a great story. Joey had to grind to get a shot at Adrian, by the way. Great story.
Outkicked his coverage.
Yeah, we did. Okay, now you have to compliment her.
Jen is the hardest, and I mean this not like that she overworks, but she is the most efficient person I've ever met. So she, because we have the kids now, it's like when she needs to get stuff done, she has to get it done. And I've never seen anybody that is as efficient as she is in getting a lot of things done. It's not just like checking tasks off or making sure that the QuickBooks is all done and, you know, tied up for the month. It's also the creative side of it. So she's got the strategy and the creative and everything. It's unbelievable. And on top of that, she's super personable and beautiful and amazing.
Yeah.
You crushed that.
Clip that up.
Every time there's a spouse interview, you have to compliment the other one.
He's going to be like, can you send that to me so when she tells me I'm being annoying that I can just play
that?
Yes.
That's a good clip.
We can make that happen.
So our story, as I burp, we're drinking Topo Chico's over here. This is great.
Sponsored by Topo Chico.
I love it. One day. Oh, hey, we're looking for show sponsors. Let's go. So any of you guys.
Tastes pretty good.
We met through the Jack's Chamber. Health counts specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Jack's Chamber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trusty level.
It's
like,
been one of the best things for our business as a whole, I would say.
I would say, and again, you meet people, mm-hmm. and a lot of people meet me and they're like, God, I don't think I like this guy. But eventually, give me some time. I think you'll get along with me. But we had a good group. Heather Barlow.
Yes.
Danny's coming in. But the Chamber for me is... Business is great, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But the relationships that I've met directly through the Chamber, including this friendship, like we wouldn't have known each other if it wasn't for the Chamber.
Right.
So shout out to the Jack's Chamber, by the way.
Shout out.
Also sponsored by the Jack's Chamber.
Yeah. By the way, yeah.
And probably could.
We're trying to tee up one downtown of their, the downtown office. They got like an innovation center, Carlton, Mike, and it doesn't matter. Anyways. Okay, let's talk more marketing. What is a... Like you talk about a large company. Is that employees or financial dollars to invest Because in our world, it's like employee-based. Large right. company, again, it's a different definition. What's a large client?
I think it's not employee number per se. It's a team, a leadership team that is interested and understands the value of investing in marketing. So we have some companies that are small. Well, we have a lot of our clients are small. But some of them are committed to it and willing to invest the dollars to make it work. And that's, I mean, honestly, I don't care how big you are. I mean, if you're able to...
Just give me that money.
Just give me that money.
But no. That's a bad joke.
But to Jen's point about like our own personal research of our own company, realizing how much money we spend a lot of money on our own marketing and it works for us. And so like being able to tell people that, it's like, come on, people. Yes, you have to have the processes. You have to have a good product or service. Yes, you have to have the sales side of it as well. But if you don't have the marketing component that's working with it, then it doesn't really matter. I mean, it still matters, but you can miss out on a lot if you're not.
Opportunity.
Yeah. And so I don't care how big or small you are, if you're committed, especially for a long-term kind of engagement.
And really understanding too that it's not just like, yes, there are parts of marketing that are ROI and that's super important. We think that's important. We talk all the time about like, yeah, okay, impressions. I know it's like a vanity metric in some regards, but the engagement and the, you know, sales, they matter. But in that too, you do have to balance the branding side of marketing and the ROI side, like lead gen side. Like it's not, you can't just have a strict lead gen marketing focus campaign. You have to
Legion.
Too many Topo Chicos.
No.
Shout out.
Atlanta. No, that's on me.
No, but so it's both sides of it too. So if someone's investing in a branding strategy, so we call social media really is a brand strategy because you're keeping your name out there enough so that people think of you when they need you. You're not necessarily, people aren't going to social media to look for you, right? Like, but you want to stay top of mind when they do have a need. Well, that's a branding side of things. But so you have to be investing in the branding play as well as the lead gen play to get the best, quickest results. Now, it's still not a magic bullet, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, like earlier, we had another gentleman, Greg, from Azolla Creative, and he had mentioned like it takes 9 months to get anything like up and kind of running. Would you guys agree with that? Because he was just saying a lot of his clients, they come to him and they want immediate success. And he was right. like, give me at least 9 months, then we can have a conversation. Would you agree or disagree?
To a certain extent, yes. I think like getting things up and running, you can do it quicker. But if your mindset is, hey, we're going to try this for 3 or 4 months,
and if it doesn't it's work or gonna, out, it's not yeah. going
to. Yeah. It's got to be a longer commitment.
I mean, yeah. usually the depending on what tactic you're looking at, but usually like the learning period is for ads, we even say is 45 days, right? So if you're only doing 30 or 3 months, then that means you're really only optimizing for half of that time. Mm-hmm. And so there's learning periods, there's strategy tweaks. Again, it's not one size fits all. So you really have to be giving it the time. And so we tell people, you know, you really should give something at least a year. We have certain services where we put minimums on just because we're like, you're just going to be annoyed if you don't commit to this. But really, you should give something a year.
This is so relevant. Again, whoever listens to this, hi, mom. I always say hi, mom.
Shout out.
But if one person hears this that doesn't understand marketing, this is helpful. I wanted a couple things here about JSK specifically. Do you want to talk about social media? And then I have to ask a couple questions about you almost firing him and what he says no to. So you all are paying yourself to provide services to JSK Marketing, right?
Correct.
So you are a client and you have proof of concept.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? And you use that. So what's a win? Is it clicks on a website? Is it eyeballs on a post? Like what's a win?
We send a monthly newsletter out to anybody that's in our database. JSK Marketing's database, people that we've been in touch with, people that have, anybody that we've interacted with that's basically opted into our email database. And we send it just once a month. It's a good fit for our business. And every time we send it, we get people responding and saying, hey, I need to talk to you. And a lot of times those are people that we haven't heard from in 2 to 3 years, or we met them 2 to 3 years ago. And the timing, they maybe were a startup and now they've matured a little bit and they're ready to make an investment in marketing. Or they were working with somebody else before and it, you know, something went wrong and they are looking for a new partner in this space. It happens every time we send an email, we get opportunities.
I would agree with that. I mean, yes, we're looking at website clicks. We're looking at...
This is for you personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're looking at all the things that we would look at for our clients. And sometimes it takes so many touch points before someone actually... And so that's the other thing to remember, right? Like just it's very rare that someone's like, oh, I saw you on social media, but we know they got to this because yeah. they saw, you know, so people only remember the last time they interacted with you. Like I remember that from home building because we would have like a form of like, how'd you hear about us? And they'd always say a sign. I'm like, this community is in BFE. There's no way the sign is what got you here. Like you got an ad, you got something.
What's BFE stand for?
I'm not putting that on.
It's good on the word. Radio, so yeah. you can't yeah. drop that word. Like,
but all of that, you know, people only remember the last touch point, and so that's not usually a great gauge. So we'll talk to clients all the time. They're like, well, I called that person. They said it's because they just found our website. I'm like, well, they found their website because they Googled you and you're on the first page, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
we've been talking about marketing too much.
No, yeah. This is great. This is the point of it. This show's not about us. It's about you guys, right?
Okay.
I got an idea, by the way. We're going to wrap the radio show in timing. And then bring them in, like we can keep filming for the podcast. The podcast can be as long as possible.
Good.
So
yeah.
So like 3 hours.
I'd love to keep going.
Well, that's we can.
My wife will kill me.
It doesn't have to be that long.
If you're listening on the radio and you want to catch
social media, we'll do that at the end. So if you're on the radio, we're gonna extend this episode. We haven't done this before. I think
we should do it more often.
You said there's been moments you wanted to fire him. Can you give me an example?
Usually it's if he doesn't agree with me.
Whoa! The boss.
I need to get the mirror. Where's the mirror?
Okay. The other one I have to ask, we got a couple minutes here left. There's been some things he said no to. Can you give me an example or two where they came to you like, hey, James, will you do this? And you're like, no, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. There was one, I can say this one. Jen wasn't there that day. Ashley on our team usually is kind of spearheading these social media things for the internal social media, her and Becca. And so Ashley's like, hey, I got this like idea for a reel and you're going to need to walk. I don't even know what the idea was, but they wanted me to walk in the
like
front
prancing.
Door, prancing in like
strutting
in. And I was like,
call me next time.
Yeah,
I got you.
That kind of
I'll
stuff.
Do it.
And I'm like, not a chance. Somebody else is going to have to do that. Not for me. But it was like her like way of describing it was you got to walk in like you're a runway model. I'm like not gonna
not happen. Happening.
Yep. That's
you got another example
line.
Of he's like not he said
I'm
absolutely.
Trying
not.
To think of like a specific one. There's one recently. I don't even know if this has hit our Instagram yet, but where we were all coming in our pajamas to let. Oh no, it'll probably come out on Sunday because it's daylight savings time. But where we all had to like wear.
Follow JSK on social media.
Yeah, we'll get there. I'll plug you at the end.
But where we all were going to wear our pajamas. It's like, hey, what are you wearing since, you know, you can't wear boxers on the reel for the company? And he's like, I'm not doing that.
I don't have pajamas.
Like,
what do you sleep in? That's a different conversation. Don't answer that.
Boxers.
My least favorite part of the show is when we run out of time. But we're going to keep recording as long as Trey can stick around.
Absolutely.
You can catch the extended version on the podcast. Jen and James Chelman, JSK Marketing. Mm-hmm. Small companies, definitely you big companies here in Northeast Florida. Like, you guys are making waves. Love what you're doing. That's twice my alarm's gone off. Thank you for joining. We're going to start hopefully giving you more money as our stuff takes off. We're going to talk about social media here in a second, which I hate. Doesn't matter. Jen and James Chelman, not Kajelman, JSK Marketing. That's what the hell just happened.